All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest coronavirus numbers, new guidelines on grocery stores, and a decision made about this year's Boston Pride events. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you're one of the 300,000 people tuning into Tory Lanez quarantine radio, you might need to find something else to watch for a while.
Leroy has your sports.
And believe it or not, some athletes have a lot more in common with me and you than you think.
But first, as of yesterday afternoon, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health has confirmed 96 new COVID-19 related deaths across the state, bringing the state's total to 356. The total number of confirmed cases rose to over 15,000. In New Hampshire, there are now 747 cases and 13 deaths, and in Rhode Island, just over 1,200 cases and 30 deaths. Massachusetts now imposing new guidelines to protect grocery store workers and customers. The move comes after what is believed to be the first supermarket employee death in Massachusetts at the Salem Market Basket. Two other employees of the store have also been diagnosed. Now, all grocery stores are being told to limit the number of people they allow inside and now should only be 40% full at any given time. And Boston Pride would have been celebrating 50 years in June, but events have now been postponed. Mayor Walsh said that it was a very hard decision to make, but it's the right decision. Boston Pride events will be postponed to June 2021.
Damn.
I know, right? Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, with all the doom and gloom going on in the world, how about a little bit of hope right now as R. Kelly's request to get out of jail because of the coronavirus has been denied. The yes. judge said the denial was for several reasons, one of which is because they still feel he's a flight risk and they feel he'll try to intimidate witnesses. Also, the judge says that she ain't buying the fact that R. Kelly is at risk for COVID-19, seeing as he's a 53-year-old with no underlying health conditions. And there have been no reports of the coronavirus at the prison in Chicago where R. Kelly is being held.
No, tell me what this
is! I know, right? Yeah,
Robert. I wish he would get it, though. That'd be awesome.
Tori Spelling is officially canceled. She has pissed off a lot of people after announcing a virtual meet and greet where she is charging fans $95 to have a conversation with her. Yes, and of course, her latest venture caused quite the uproar on social media, with one Twitter user posting, "People are doing free concerts and you're charging?" Another writing, "Damn, people are dying and you still think how to gain money from us." Well, Tori has been very open about her financial issues for years, saying much of it was from bad real estate decisions. Tori is married with 5 children.
And it's Tori Spelling. Who would want to spend money? I would have spent $95 to meet her in person.
Right. I know. Never mind.
To talk to her through my stupid phone.
And if you're a regular viewer of Tory Lanez Quarantine Radio on Instagram Live, I got some bad news for you. Yesterday's episode, let's just say, got a little raunchy, and Tori has been put in Instagram jail for a week.
No, tell me what this is.
He put up a post with a message that he got from Instagram saying, "Based on previous use from this feature, your account has been temporarily blocked from taking this action. The block will expire on April 14th, so that's next week." And Tori captioned it saying, "They didn't want me to win, damn B." Now, he thought he was being slick, too, by creating another account, but it wasn't long before that one got stripped of its live capabilities as well. I was watching yesterday. Let's just say that he was having a woman putting a sex toy in her mouth. And, you know, it kind of like going through the motions of various sex acts. So it definitely got a little bit more raunchy than the basic twerking that he's usually having women
do. That doesn't sound raunchy to me. That sounds amazing.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Great news. Sox ace Chris Sale's Tommy John surgery. It went well. So next up for him will be rehab. On the Sox Twitter account, David Ortiz sent a message of encouragement to Boston in a video. He ended it by saying, stay together and continue fighting. We're going to get through this. I know we're going to get through this. God bless you, Boston. NFL fans, if we get a football season, the reality show Hard Knocks on HBO will feature two teams for the first time. It will be both the LA Rams and the Chargers. But again, that's if we even get a season.
I would love to see the Patriots on that show, right?
I would. That would be.
Seriously.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
The quarterback battle, I guess. Just trying to put a team together that is used to winning, but they're not going to win.
It'll be about a decade late, man. We had all the stars and everything before. Now it's just, I don't know. We'll see. And C.J. McCollum plays for the Portland Trail Blazers in the NBA and is the vice president of the NBA Player Association. But that's not important. What is important is that he said in an interview that he thinks out of the 450 players in the NBA, about 150 players are living paycheck to paycheck.
What?
And because of the coronavirus and a potential pay stoppage in the NBA, those players are going to be in trouble. Now, here's the numbers. A little over a half a million is the minimum. And he's saying that players aren't budgeting right. They've been helping family and friends, etc. So with that being said, you have any, like, you feel for them? Or, I mean...
No. No, I don't. Zero I feeling do. Whatsoever. I don't. Listen.
Only because I know I'm irresponsible with money, and it's very easy to get irresponsible with money when you have a lot of it.
Helping, especially if a lot of them are helping, like, family members and stuff.
Yeah, but see, that some of them are helping family members, or some of them are just showing off and hooking up their friends when they don't need to hook up their friends. All right? Stop doing that. Don't do that. If you're on the fast track to making it to the NFL or NBA or whatever, and your boy's, like, kissing your ass because he thinks you're going to hook him up, don't hook him up.
Yeah, learn how to say no. And obviously, there's no sports, but ladies and gentlemen, I do see hungry hippo in here. Romero, you brung that in?
I brought it in because I figured you're going to need eventually to give us some sort of score in the sports report, so we brought it in.
Okay.
And later on, what we want to do is we want to get two different nurses on from two different hospitals. One of the nurses will be Team Romero, and one of the nurses will be Team Leroy. And the winner of the Hungry Hungry Hippos contest will win a fabulous lavish prize package for their respective nurse and hospital.
Okay, I can't wait. I'm getting ready. And that's your sports.
How do you get ready for that?
Hey, you get your mind right. You got to get your mind right.
Okay. It's just masturbation.
Oh, God help us. Let's move on to some good news. So, as you know, companies across the country are helping out to create personal protective equipment for healthcare providers. Shout out to a shop owner in Charlestown who's now making thousands of face shields and donating them to hospitals. Chad Bennett launched the Charlestown Face Shield Project from his performing arts shop called Dark Monk, and with the help of volunteers, including our co-worker Mozzie's daughter Jen, shout out to her, they're now making about 1,000 face shields a day, and in 2 weeks that they've been up and running, they've produced over 6,700.
Wow.
They've donated them to hospitals in Massachusetts, New Jersey, and in New York, and they would like to make a total of 20,000 shields, and they've raised about $31,000 of their $50,000 goal. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire. Sullivan Tire remains open, now offering 15% off across the board on auto service through April 13th. We're all in this together, New England. See SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.